Well, fabulous and blessed morning, ACN family. My name is Larry Adler. I'm a regional director out of Maryland in this blessed company of ACN. And I am humbled and so very grateful that I have once again been given the honor and privilege to share a few minutes with you this morning on this very last mojo of 2022 that I hope will bring insight, inspiration, and value to you as you start your Thursday, December the 29th. Wow, it's just incredible. It's just hard to believe that this year only has 2 days left. Time is just flying by, isn't it? I don't know, maybe the older I get, the faster it goes, but whatever it is, it's just like flying by. Well, I want to give thanks to all of you who get on these calls consistently, getting better every day, as Darren Hardy says. And I want to give thanks and respect to all the leaders who do these mojo calls. Yes, it does take time and effort to find a topic and prepare so all of us on the line can get our mind, body, and spirit off to a great start every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, I just want to say that the last 2 weeks' mojos have been outstanding in preparing our minds for the new year to come. Alan Costner, the Rhino, encouraging us to take our shot. Charmin Monroe challenging us to reflect on the positive by writing our positive experiences down and putting them in a box to reflect on at the end of 2023. Dr. Yvette on the patterns of letting go. I mean, let me tell you, that was super powerful for moving us forward. And Don Hutchins on Tuesday on goals, which is setting us up a foundation for our intentions. And yesterday's mojo by Valerie Reed on noticing and truly embracing life's magic moments. Now, my mojo this morning will be a departure and possibly a little shorter than my usual, but I hope just as impactful. When I was thinking of last week about what I wanted to bring you this morning, I was ready to share a book with you, as I usually do. Then, as I was doing my cardio workout yesterday morning, I had a mic drop in my brain, so that book will have to wait until next year. So, there is a word, one word that has transcended the annals of time ever since Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. This one word has given all humanity reason to keep moving in a forward direction, no matter what the circumstances. If I were to unmute the lines, what is the word you think you would say? Love? Well, there's a saying, love conquers all. Hope? Faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All those previous words could be an integral part of this word's meaning and very timely for it. Ever your vision of this coming year provides. And that word is promise. Promise. Promise is derived from the Latin word promissa, literally meaning to send forth. And at the end of this year, 2022, that's exactly what I intend to do for you, to send you forth into the new year with promise. So promise is both a noun and a verb. As a noun, Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines promise as a, quote, declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified, such as unkept political promises, or I promise to take the garbage out tonight. Well, that's right, I did remember to do that just last night because today was trash day. So, number two, an express assurance on which express assurance on which expectation is to be based. For example, in the Bible, God gave his promise to the Jewish people to lead them to the promised land. Ha! See, that was a noun and an adjective. Now, I know this is a mojo call and not an English lesson, but stay with me and I promise I'll get to the point. I'm almost there. Just a few more. Number three. An indication of future excellence or achievement. Following the ACN system by consistently talking to people and acquiring business partners and customers brings with it the promise of your next promotion. Your brand new IBO shows promise. The future of the ACN is promising, meaning ACN's future is full of promise. Yes, it is. Now, as a verb, Dictionary.com defines promise as to engage or undertake by promise, to make a promise of some specified act, gift, or whatever, to make a promise of something to a specified person. I repeat, to make a promise of something to a specified person. And that's what I want to focus on. So our fearless leader, Senior Vice President Mr. Oren Solomon, talked about self-discipline and self-love on a Mojo call some time ago. He said, you can't have self-discipline if you don't have self-love. That one statement was epic to me. Mr. Solomon said that some of us are fearful of calling people and still have a chicken list. Yeah, I do. He asked, why is that? The answer was, you don't love yourself well enough to go through the pain, the sacrifice, the embarrassment of experience to know how great you really are. And Mr. Solomon added that maybe you don't feel like you deserve massive success. Well, why not just go for it anyway? We've all heard the late, great Jim Rohn put it this way. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. In order to have more, you need to become more. So, how do you become more? Becoming more starts from within, not without. Over the years, I've read and listened to hundreds of hours of personal development. Yes, I have grown more, and I'm sure all of you on the line have done the same, grown too. But to the new people on the line, personal development is important. But I want to tell you, it is not the magic key that unlocks the door to success and achieving your goals and dreams. So what is it then? It's the promise. Yes, there is promise in doing personal development that you will grow on the inside. It's true that there is promise or expectation of what ACN could do for you and your family. Whatever your why for doing ACN is, there is the promise that if you do the work, make the sacrifices, make the calls, talk to a lot of people, acquire customers and business partners, you will more than likely see success. But none of this can happen without doing this one very important step, to make a promise of something to a specified person, as the definition says. So, are you comfortable enough and trusting enough to put it out there to the universe? Yes? Well, you know who that specified person is. Of course, it's you. You must promise yourself that you will do whatever it takes, no matter what the sacrifice, no matter how long it takes, to become the champion that you are destined to be. You can write your goals down on paper, which help you visualize the end result, but now I'm going to have you do something that will reinforce the achievement of that end result. So, what could that be? Well, can you all do me a huge favor? I want everyone on this call to get a pen and paper. I'll wait. Okay, you got it? All right, listen, if you're driving and are able to pull over for just 2 minutes, just write something down. I promise it will be worth it. This is powerful. Are you ready? Okay, so what you're going to do is write down a statement of personal promise to yourself for 2023. A personal promise of what you know you must do to grow yourself that will take your life, your relationships, and your ACN business to the next level in 2023. Okay, so start with, I promise myself. Then write down one thing that you will do starting today to add value to yourself or to someone else. Here's a few ideas. I promise myself to do 15 minutes of personal development every morning. I promise myself to show an act of kindness to someone I encounter today. I promise myself I will talk to more people, 5 people, 10 people, to everyone I meet about ACN today. I promise myself I will schedule a PEZ this week. I promise myself I will get registered for the Fort Worth Elevate event today. I promise myself I will have an army of new people at the Elevate event in March 2023. Oh, did I just put that out there? You bet. All right, after you've written down your promise to yourself, add the line, and this is huge, because I said I would. Because I said I would. Did you truly write down your promise? Just remember, you are your word. Yeah, Larry, but promises are made to be broken. Again, a promise is defined as a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified. You may remember and may have done this when you were a kid when you made a promise you kind of cross your fingers behind your back thinking it wouldn't take. Yeah. Well, in today's world, the seriousness of breaking promises has practically been tossed aside. But tossed aside or not, I don't know about you, but if I break a promise to myself, I'm not only backing away from because I said I would, but because I know I am not the only one who knows I broke it. The one who knows you better than you know yourself, and is the ultimate example of being a promise keeper, and that would be none other than our great Creator himself. Psalm 15 in the Bible asks, who speaks the truth from their heart? Who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind? Is that you? Is that me? We all must be promise keepers to ourselves before we can be promise keepers to our families, to our teams, to our mentors, to our world. So I want to close with a poem of sorts that I found online a long time ago. It's something that I read out loud every morning, and it might be a great way for you to start off the new year. It's called, I Promise Myself. It's very motivating and uplifting. And, it's written by Christian D. Larson. And you can Google, I Promise Myself, and you'll find it. So you can Google, I Promise Myself poem, and you will find it. So it is very, very motivating and uplifting. And if we could promise ourselves these things and keep those promises, just imagine how different our lives could be. So instead of making countless New Year's resolutions like we all do, just promise yourself any or all of the following. And here it goes. I promise myself to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. To talk health and happiness and prosperity to every person I meet. To make all my friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make my optimism come true. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as I am about my own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful expression at all times and give a smile to every living creature I meet. To give so much time to improving myself that I have no time to criticize others. To be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. To think well of myself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds. To live in the faith that the whole world is on my side, so long as I am true to the best that is in me. Wow. And I'll add, if you promise to be true to the best that is in you, God is faithful to fulfill all his promises for you. Thank you so much for spending your time with me this morning. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. You have been a true, true blessing to me. And I pray with every fiber of my being that each and every one of you on the line here will be blessed beyond measure in 2023. Have a happy new year. Or I love, as Regional Vice President Donna Perkins says, have a happier new year. Be safe, God bless, and take care.